Well, at the core of this government shutdown is immigration, but many cities and counties have taken matters of immigration into their own hands, several hundred of them deciding to limit local police from enforcing federal immigration policies. Miami-Dade County in Florida used to be one of those communities, but then reversed course. And now the county is facing two federal lawsuits related to its cooperation with the federal government's immigration enforcement agency. Danny Rivero from member station WLRN in Miami reports.
5 years ago, the Miami-Dade County Commission voted unanimously to no longer cooperate with the Obama administration's request to hold undocumented immigrants in local jails. And that's after they had already served time for a local crime or paid bond to get released. Commissioner Sally Hayman led that vote. And this is her celebratory press conference.
Miami-Dade County, up until recently, held in custody inmates having an immigration detainer placed on them by ICE. ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And sometimes that would be the sole reason for keeping men and women locked up.
At that time, the county was in a budget crisis, and Commissioner Hayman zeroed in on this issue. When the county held undocumented immigrants for the feds in local jails, it was not getting reimbursed. And this was costing local taxpayers millions of dollars.
Not only is it about saving money, it's about saving people. And the cost and the consequence to our community of immigrants and who they impact was substantial.
Advocates, including Jonathan Freed of the immigrant rights group We Count, were thrilled that the county would stop cooperating with ICE.
What it means is that hundreds and thousands of families won't be separated.
But in 2017, Commissioner Hayman voted to reverse her own policy. The driver behind this shift, Donald Trump, ran for president.
Block funding for sanctuary cities. We blocked the funding. No more funding.
In the lead up to his victory in 2016, Trump promised to end so-called sanctuary cities. That year, the Obama administration had put Miami-Dade County on a list of sanctuary cities. They cited the county's policy to not comply with requests to hold immigrants in local jails unless it was reimbursed for the cost. And the Obama administration actually did float the idea of cutting some federal funding to places like Miami-Dade. At that point, Commissioner Sally Hayman, who's a Democrat, by the way, started getting active in Washington trying to get the county off the sanctuary city list. She argued that Miami-Dade never officially considered itself a sanctuary city.
I honestly felt we should not accept a label without a definition.
And then, when Donald Trump won the election, she said she panicked.
I got with the mayor and expressed great concern that our policy not only remained legal, but didn't aggravate the new administration, because I felt there would be great retribution.
5 days after taking office, President Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to cut funds from sanctuary cities. The very next day, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez issued his own order. The county would again start holding undocumented immigrants for the federal government. He was the first major mayor of a big metropolitan area to do this. And Trump tweeted, "Right decision. Strong." Protests broke out in Miami, and Mayor Jimenez went on national media. He said the county just couldn't afford to be considered a sanctuary city anymore. Here he is on Fox News.
We're being threatened with millions of dollars in federal funding that we need to provide services for the 2.7 million people of Miami-Dade County.
The county commission also took up a vote.
Ratify not the mayor's order, but what we had in 2013.
Carlos Martinez is Miami-Dade County's public defender. He spoke at that meeting and argued local jails shouldn't hold immigrants for the federal government. A few years earlier, he had made the same arguments, including that it cost Miami-Dade taxpayers millions of dollars. But this time, the arguments didn't work.
It was surreal to be showing up back before the same commission, had the same commissioners that we had had before, and all of a sudden the arguments that were made before as to why pass the ordinance, the resolution to begin with, all of a sudden that was insufficient.
When the commission passed the new resolution, they specified the federal government doesn't have to reimburse the county. This time, the commission was okay spending the county's own money to risk not losing other federal funding.
What it said to me was that their stated support for the immigrant community was very shallow.
Again, Jonathan Freed of the immigrant rights group We Count.
That they could throw folks under the bus so easily when President Trump made that threat.
WeCount is now suing Miami-Dade for changing its policy, saying holding immigrants for the federal government is unconstitutional. A second lawsuit against Miami-Dade, using the same argument, is also moving forward. Commissioner Sally Hayman believes she did the right thing in reversing her own policy to protect funding for Miami-Dade County. She asks, what if we'd missed out on money the county needed for Hurricane Irma recovery, for example? But at the same time, she's glad there's legal challenges to President Trump's order.
Yay for the courts.
Meanwhile, six states and cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco are also suing the federal government on the grounds that forcing them to hold immigrants is unconstitutional. The lawsuits say these were requests, not legal obligations to cooperate with ICE. To date, the Trump administration has not withheld federal funding from any sanctuary city. For Here and Now, I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.